about a dream that's not too long? You got one that's not too long? Awesome. Okay.
Well, I have a lot of dreams about being pregnant. All the time. And the one that I had like 2 weeks ago was God gave, it was like a comparison. So I could actually physically see the baby, like it was moving and I could see the arms and everything and I was getting excited. But there was someone to the left of me and I could see that she was pregnant, but she gave birth to it right there. And like the umbilical cord was still attached and everything. And I remember I was so sad for that person, but I just went back to being excited about, you know, like it's mine's almost time to come, but I have tons of dreams about being pregnant.
Okay, so in this dream, what would you title this dream?
Maybe pregnancy comparison, because it okay. really was a comparison.
Pregnancy comparison. So why do we have somebody give you the title of a dream? What it does is she has to kind of distill it down to that's really what stood out to you. And there's usually emotion in that and all kinds of stuff, but to those few words, you help distill the dream down. So that tells me a lot. So pregnancy comparison. And so what was the light and color like in that dream? Was it daytime, nighttime? Was it dusky?
I don't remember a lot of color, but it was light enough where I could see what was going on, but I don't remember it being bright or
okay,
just enough for me to see.
And do you remember any colors like what people are wearing or anything?
Nope. No.
Okay, so you are very pregnant and you see this baby like punching out and doing, and you're loving that, right? And then you look to your left and there's another lady just actually giving birth and you see the umbilical cord and everything and you feel sad for her. So tell me why you feel sad for her.
Because I'm assuming she lost the baby, like it was a premature birth. And here I was excited about, I knew I was still pregnant, I was still carrying mine, and she lost hers.
So the baby was not alive?
Well, I guess I perceived that because okay. I was sad. Like it was, I okay. could tell that it was premature without anyone talking to me. I just perceived
okay.
that.
And you never really saw the lady, you just saw that there was
no.
a baby born. Okay, and then you were grateful that your baby is still inside of you, still developing,
yes.
and that's the end of the dream.
Yes.
Okay, so pregnancy, so one of John Paul Jackson's, this is not about you, but we'll get back to your dream, but one of John Paul Jackson's well-known dreams is he liked being the prophetic guy, but he, again, wasn't into training, and he, you know, God made him a trainer. He trained prophetic people, but he was kind of running from his calling in that area, and he wasn't sure what God was going to have him do with stuff, so he's asking the Lord to clarify his calling and all those things, and he had a dream, and in the dream, he was pregnant, very pregnant, and he said, I remember knowing that, well, when this baby comes, it's going to have to come differently because I don't have the same equipment that women have. He said, I remember thinking that in the dream. And yeah, and so then he's in an operating room and he's being cut open. And he said, and it really hurt. I felt it. He's being cut open. The baby's taken out. And then he said, they came and they stapled me shut. And he said, even the next day, I felt where the staples were. And he said, it was so real that it took me like a day to realize, oh, that was just a dream. You know, anybody ever have a dream that's so real? It takes you a little while to realize it's just a dream. So then he asked the Lord, what in the world was this all about? And the Lord said, you wondered what you were going to do, and you are going to birth spiritual seers. And you're birthing the C-section. You are pregnant with something that I will be birthing through you, and it will be about seeing. So seeing in the spirit. And so there's something being, the Lord is growing in you, and it must be pretty close to maturity if you're seeing the arms and legs kick out, and it's very active. So there's something that the Lord is developing in you that will be birthed, and you have seen people who got ahead of God, probably, and it was a premature birth, and so it didn't turn into anything good. But you are, the Lord's showing you that you are, and maybe even, it's on the left, and left usually means what you are born to do. Right usually means what you're breaking through. So when something's on left and right in a dream, it's important. And so if this person was on your left, I wonder even if there's been things in you before that were prematurely born and it brought you a lot of grief. I wonder if that was you and things that you were meant to do, but now you are able to sustain it and let the Lord bring it to full term.